SORTA says it will need a little more than $4 million to operate the Cincinnati streetcar for the fiscal year, which starts July 1st. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. The transit agency presented its spending plan Monday to a city council committee. A couple of council members again raised the issue of eliminating fares. Councilmember Chris Seelbach says that could solve some of the problems for the system.
Because we would increase ridership, drive demand for ad revenue, and see the streetcar being used as a transportation tool and not just an economic development tool.
Councilmember Greg Landsman says the streetcar service must be reliable first before making fares free. He says that would make sense once the system is hitting its headway targets or streetcars arriving at stations as scheduled. Right now, that's not happening most of the time. Landsman offered caution when comparing the city system to the one in Kansas City.
They are hitting their headways in Kansas City 90% of the time. As I understand it, we're hitting our headways 40% of the time. Until we get that number up to 90, which we'll do, I think making it free is very problematic. However, when we get our headways up to 90, making it free makes all the sense in the world.
Last week, council approved hiring an executive director to oversee the streetcar system. That person would report to the city manager and the SORTA general manager. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.